Good morning. Todd Zwillick with you, filling in for John Hockenberry this week. I'm here with Celeste Headlee. We just heard live from New York Times reporter David Kirkpatrick about the latest from Libya. We're going to be following that story all morning long with updates as the violence continues in Libya. Turning domestically now, however, to the state of Wisconsin, where there are also protests. Listen to these tough words from Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker last night.
For those 14 Senate Democrats, you've had your time. Now it's time to come home.
Walker says he plans to move forward on a budget repair bill. It's currently being held up by those 14 state Democratic senators who fled to another state to stall a vote because the measure will strip unions of their right to collectively bargain for benefits. But is there a way the Republicans can still get the bill through without their colleagues? Wisconsin Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald will explain that in just a few minutes. First, we want to get an update with Sean Johnson, State Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
First, any sign that Democratic senators might return from out of state back to Wisconsin today?
They haven't given any sign yet. They're giving a lot of interviews. They're definitely out there and available to talk to people. And some of them talk about it in very strong terms, say they're not going to come back until Republicans sit down to negotiate, to compromise on this bill. But Republicans have been pretty firm on that as well and have said that they're not going to compromise on this, they're not going to negotiate, and the Democrats need to come home.
Can Republicans move this bill without them? Because we should tell people that without the Democrats, there's no quorum. My understanding of the rules is you can't vote without a quorum.
Right. In the Wisconsin State Senate, as far as we know, you need at least one Democrat to come home to get that quorum. And until that happens, the Senate is sort of handcuffed as when it comes to taking up budget bills or bills that affect the budget like this one. At this point, they seem to be bound by that quorum. I think right now the focus is going to shift to the Wisconsin State Assembly, which is our House, where Republicans have a strong majority, where Democrats have not left town, are in Madison, and they're scheduled to begin debating the bill later today.
So it's in the Assembly where they can move the bill, but the Senate remains in a deadlock. Sean Johnson from Wisconsin Public Radio, thanks. Let's turn it around on the Senate now. Senator Scott Fitzgerald, Majority Leader, Republican of the Wisconsin State Senate. Senator, good morning.
Yeah, good to be with you.
So you are still in a deadlock right now without your 14 Democratic colleagues, correct?
Well, we are on specific types of bills. It's in the Constitution that 3/5 of the body must be present to pass a bill that is a fiscal bill. But we are able to move forward with all other aspects of legislative business, and we will convene today at 11 o'clock to do just that with taking up resolutions, appointments that the governor has made that we need to confirm, and we will be passing a small farm tax credit bill as well today.
Okay, other business going on in Wisconsin. Well, you have heard the criticisms of this senator that this is not really about the state budget, at least not entirely, that this is a long-held desire by Republicans, by the governor and his supporters to break the back of public sector unions in Wisconsin. Listen to this protester. Her name is Gwen Frank. She's a teacher from Madison who we talked to on Friday.
Decades of work have gone before us to earn the right to collectively bargain. We're not willing to let go of that. We're willing to chip in to our pensions, and we're willing to – we've already agreed to take less pay increase in order to maintain the benefits the way they are. We're willing to, you know, furlough and chip in, and it's not about the money.
Senator, she says it's not about the money. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says this morning that Democrats should come back and do their jobs. But they also say that if people are willing to deal, that you and the governor should deal. Is this about money or is this about breaking the union?
Well, first of all, in December, when Democrats had control of the state Senate, they weren't willing to deal and they weren't willing to make concessions. So, you know, the idea that now they're in the barrel and they're willing to talk is almost comical. But even beyond that, no, this is about the collective bargaining costs and allowing and empowering county board chairs, school boards and administrators and mayors around the cities in Wisconsin to be able to sit down and manage their budgets right now.
But what are the costs if the union leaders say we're willing to pay half of our pension costs, which is what you want, we're willing to pay 12% of our healthcare costs, which is what you want, but don't break our union's back? What's wrong with that? If it's about the money, then why isn't it about the money?
Because next week Governor Walker is about to announce major cuts in education, almost $1 billion just in K-12. He's also going to announce significant reductions in shared revenue. Those managers at the local level are going to need the flexibility. They can't be bound by collective bargaining rules in an effort to make it through this very difficult time and balance this $3.6 billion deficit that we're facing. We don't have the same luxury that the Democrats had last time when the federal government bailed them out. That's not available this time. That's why you're going to see 6 or 7 other states throughout the nation in the same position. We need to empower these local elected officials to be able to manage your budgets, and they can't do it with the outrageous collective bargaining items that exist right now.
Well, you are correct that we're hearing similar rumblings in states like Ohio, like Pennsylvania,
yep,
where there is a strong union presence.
Coming in every state.
Yeah, we're speaking with Senator Scott Fitzgerald, Republican Senate Majority Leader from Wisconsin. Again, Senator, if this is about the current economic crisis and it's about the money, there is also an offer on the table to pass a version of this bill that would suspend collective bargaining for 2 years. And then ostensibly, once we're out of the woods economically, or at least Wisconsin is in terms of its budget, the current rules on collective bargaining would come back. If it's really about the budget crisis, what's wrong with that?
They'd never embrace it. There's no way that AFSCME and the Teachers Union in Wisconsin would even come close to embracing that idea. So it's kind of something that's been thrown out there by one of my colleagues and has talked about. There's a lot of people looking for compromise, but unfortunately we're in a spot where there is no compromise.
Hey, Senator, I saw something interesting. The political class here in Washington says if the governor wins this fight, he's automatically the front runner for the GOP presidential nomination. What do you think?
Well, I don't know about that. I think there's a few other people that might have something to say about that.
People thinking about it in Wisconsin, though. I mean, he's become a national figure now. He's going to be a big deal if he wins this.
So is Mitch Daniels and Chris Christie. I don't think that's what Governor Walker's up to. What Governor Walker's trying to do is balance a budget.
All right. That's Senator Scott Fitzgerald, Republican Majority Leader of the Wisconsin Senate. Thank you, Senator, speaking to us as 14 Democratic senators remain out of state, not really in hiding, but certainly not coming back to vote as Governor Scott Walker moves towards a budget repair bill that would undo collective bargaining rights for public employees. Senator, thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.